Can you explain what you have going on?
Sure. Every year we get together and have a meeting at City Hall and invite new gardeners to be involved in the community garden. And so March 7th at 7 o'clock, you can come and get information about what we're doing out at the community garden, find out how we're growing stuff together, maybe get your own individual plot if you'd like, and meet some other people who are interested in growing their own vegetables.
What are you doing out at the community garden?
Well, this year we have several individual plots that if you are interested in gardening and planting your own plot, you can rent your own little plot. They're 10 by 10. You can get multiple plots. But we also have lots of community garden plots as well where we grow bigger plots, such as corn and pumpkins, I think, are some of the products that we plan to go into the community plots this year. But I think one of the biggest things that we focus on in the garden is, one, to provide location for people who want to garden, who may not have that in their yards anywhere, but also providing resource for those who want to garden who don't, one, have never gardened before, or two, don't know how to garden. And I'm a novice gardener, and now I am the chair of this community garden. But the idea is for us to all work together to learn how to become more effective gardeners and to grow your own local food.
Are there organized classes, or do you just go out there and somebody helps you out?
We occasionally will have some organized classes throughout the year. So, for example, while we have our first meeting for the community as a whole for new members on March 7th, the following Wednesday, the 14th, we have a regular, almost a monthly or quarterly meeting. And at that one, we will be talking about – that's at 6 o'clock at the Prairie View Home community room. And at that meeting, we'll be talking about how to start your garden in the spring, everything from how to germinate seeds to what you can plant, what needs to be started inside, those type of issues.
And I believe the 14th is a Tuesday, so is it on Wednesday or Tuesday that following week?
I think you're looking at the calendar wrong. I think it's Wednesday.
Okay.
Because March 5th is a Monday.
Oh, you would be correct. Well, wait, now, when is your initial thing? Is it on Tuesday the 6th then?
No, it's Wednesday.
Wednesday
the 7th. Okay, so I misspoke at the beginning. All right. And now I'm flustered. I don't know where to go from here.
So let's talk a little bit about how much the plots cost. The initial cost of the plot is $20, and then you can request an additional plot for $10, and they go you can have as many as you can handle. So some people try their first year with one 8x8 plot, and generally we see people continuing to expand, and they want more. And this year we've got more infrastructure than we've ever had before. We're in the same location as we were last year, and we've got good water sources. The ground has been tilled up. It's been worked. We've got great access to organic compost, and lots of people like John who are, you know, they think they might be novice gardeners, but they really aren't. So got a good community to work with.
And you said the same place as last year. For those who don't know, what is the location?
I don't have the exact address, but it's the site of the old girls' softball fields. It would be directly east of McDonough County Housing Authority site, Prairie View Homes, and directly north of Hy-Vee. So if you went behind Hy-Vee, walked through the woods, you'd be there on East Wheeler at our garden.
All right.
And we have a great – I mean, I think to point out, if we have a great relationship with McDonough Housing. It's really technically their land that we're gardening off of, and they allow us to have started this. And so in return, we also are working with their residents. Their residents are able to have plots out there at no additional cost, and we help them with teaching many of them. Because if you live in an apartment complex or a similar place, you don't have a garden. You don't have really – it's hard to do container gardens, and you don't have any land. And so this provides them also with an opportunity for us to work with them. And it's a nice relationship that we have with the Housing Authority.
Now, how many people gardened there last year?
You know, that's a great story. We started this 3 years ago, and initially we were out at the university, out on West University Street, where the
Veterans Park
Veterans
is what
Park
it's called
now.
Yeah.
Yes. And there we only had about five or six people who were actually actively gardening. We started late in the season. But last year, I believe we went upwards of about 85 plots. Mm-hmm. With maybe about 100, 110 people that were actually focusing in on the gardens and working on it. Many of those people have returned, and we have a list of other people who are joining in. So the garden is actually expanding quite a bit over the last 3 years.
What do you each get out of being involved in the community garden? I mean, imagine you would have space in your backyards where you could grow a garden if you wanted to. Why get involved with a community garden?
Well, for me, it's a couple of different reasons. I do have space in my backyard, but a lot of it is really shady. So I can't grow all of the crops that I want to be able to grow, like sweet corn, for example. And sometimes tomatoes don't go exactly the way I want them to. What else I get out of it is meeting other people in the community that I wouldn't necessarily run into on a day-to-day basis. My kids go out there and play. There are WIU students. There are international students. There are people from the Housing Authority. I didn't really know John beforehand. So for me, it's not just about the growing vegetables. It's about growing community as well.
I would say almost the same thing, except that in my backyard, I have two big giant trees that prohibit us from having any type of vegetable garden whatsoever in the back. Grass is even difficult, but that has more to do with my ability to control grass. So a few years ago, before Justice was coming, I had threatened my wife that I was going to start ripping up the front yard to put a garden in. That didn't go over very well. And then she saw the ad in the newspaper about the community garden and sent me out to that. So one, it's plots, it's providing. But I think, Heather, your point is exactly right. It's meeting. We've met all sorts of new people who I would never have met and worked with, but I also learned quite a bit about the garden. And my daughter, who's 6 years old, comes out with me quite a bit, and she and I garden, and we pick. And so at the end result is she's eating the vegetables now. So somebody who would never touch beans now eats beans on a regular basis because she could pick them, and they're hers.
I've got to come clean, Rich. I've got an addiction to okra. And so it's the only place I can grow it. And
it's very sad, we know.
Yeah. They all put up with it, but I've got the same story as they do. They, I'm in a rental property. I've got no yard to garden in, and what yard there is shady. And so I went out there literally to grow vegetables, and then I met some cool people that I would never have hung out with before and made a lot of friends. And so now I just go out to the garden sometimes to hang out because I know some of them will show up and chat with me for an hour or whatever. So for me, it's almost a relaxing time to hang out with friends.
How much space do you have there? How much larger can the garden get?
I couldn't tell you how many acreage there is or how many acres there are. There is a lot of room still back there that we can move, that we can expand into. It has to be manageable for us at the same time. So I don't think we're at our limit yet, and certainly would hope to have new members coming out and joining us this year. But I think we could grow for several more years at this point and maybe double or triple the size of what we're doing and still have plenty of room.
Yeah, we've got plans for I think we've tilled up, hundreds of square feet to get ready to put in some perennials. We've ordered asparagus. Heather's doing some cuttings of strawberries and raspberries for us. So we're starting kind of a new phase this year where we're going to try to put in some more permanent crops that don't need as much maintenance and come up year to year. So,
and kind of our long-term vision is to be able to put in infrastructure that provides space for people to just come and hang out. So, when you're harvesting your tomatoes, to be able to sit down and at a picnic table under a shade tree or under some kind of gazebo or something, and be able to share a meal with something. So that's what we're working towards. And in the last 2 years, we've made a lot of progress, and I think it's only going to go exponentially from there.
And do you not already have a shed out there with some equipment in it?
We have a shed out there that has some tillers and some other hand tools and the like out there that's available. But what we're hoping to be able to expand is to be able to provide a smaller type shelter, perhaps a couple picnic mm-hmm. tables and the like. We always say it's the community garden, and then we focus on the plots. But it really is a community out there where a lot of people from all over. I like to say you never know who you're going to meet, and they're always covered with dirt and mud from the gardening. And you have a chance to have that opportunity to see people who, they've become your friends over the course of the last couple of years. You see them only in the garden. Meet a lot of the neighbors in the neighborhood who walk their dogs by. I'm out there early in the morning a lot of times. I've met a lot of the neighbors over there. Who are very controlling of their garden, as they had. They may not garden themselves, but they watch out on that garden. They like to see what's going on in the front. So it's a really nice kind of venture out there.
Are all the tools shared? Do people need to bring some of their own tools? How does that work?
People are welcome to bring their own tools if they want, but there are tools out there that we provide. So there's all pretty much every tool that you possibly could use to garden we have out there for the availability for anybody to use.
And that's you know, one thing that the membership fees go to is that if there's something that you need out there that we don't have now, we can go out and purchase that. We've done a lot of work trying to make the gardens accessible for people with disabilities and things like that. So, you know, we're creative and we've got, you know, money to get tools and things for people that might need something different.
Of course, we're always looking for donations as well. So if, you know, any of the local businesses are interested in you know, maybe donating some hand tools and things like that, we certainly are more than willing to accept them graciously.
I guess I should ask, is there an official name for your organization, and are you officially a non-profit or not-for-profit organization?
Our official name is Macomb Community Garden. We have just recently incorporated as a nonprofit underneath Prairie Hills Resource Conservation and Development. So they were gracious enough to allow us to become a part of their nonprofit, which then opens us up for specific grants and donations to make this a full-time, self-sufficient entity.
All right. And what do you all have titles with the organization?
I'm the chair of the garden, but, you know, while we might have titles, the idea of the garden is that it's a flat structure, and even though that my job might be to call the organization together for meetings and the like, but it really is we all make decisions based on consensus out there, because what I plant or what I do into my plot is going to affect the people all around me, and so we try very hard to have a consensus growing.
And we also we have a lot of plots. Like last year we grew corn together, we grew melons together, we grew sweet potatoes, carrots, some leaf vegetables. So everybody sort of has a say in what happens. And so while we did come up with a chair, a vice chair, secretary, and treasurer, they don't make decisions without a vote of the membership.
Okay. Well, I ask in parts just to identify you
sure.
in the script.
Sure.
Are you board members or you're chairman?
Chair. I'm vice chair.
I'm just Heather.
She's a member.
I'm a member.
The incognito advisor.
Yeah. Behind the scenes.
Yes. All right. The troublemaker.
Yeah, that's me.
Rabble rouser. Anything that any of you wants to add about Macomb Community Garden or the meetings coming up the next couple Wednesdays?
Well, we certainly would like to invite everybody out to come and take a look to see what it is and if they're interested to join our garden. Certainly, as Heather mentioned, if there's corporates or organizations in the community that want to get involved, we love to have relationships with them. We have a great working relationship now with Western University. We have a great relationship with the McDonough Housing, and we're expanding those relationships across.
WIRC
as well. These are all great organizations, and it really kind of shows how the community has gotten involved into this and really made this garden available to anybody who is interested in being out there. We try to make access as easy as possible for people to come and join.
And I would also say we've gotten a lot of really great support from our political representatives. Last fall it was when we had an inauguration ceremony for the garden. We had both Noreen Hammond and John Sullivan come out, and they spent a lot of time talking to us about things and have been very supportive. So we're very appreciative of that as well.
All right.
So come to City Hall, the meeting room on March 7th at 7 o'clock to get more information. If you can't make that, you can always email macombgardens@gmail.com to get more information. Just because you don't show up on March 7th doesn't mean you can't join. We'll be accepting memberships till probably August.
Yeah, and you can always just stop by as well. And if you see somebody in the garden, ask them about it.
Okay. And can just anyone stop by the following Wednesday on the 14th when you have your meeting?
Sure. Absolutely. People are welcome to come on the 14th as well if they're interested and available.
All right. I think that should do it.
Cool.
Cool.
Thanks.
Thanks, Rich.